Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of North Korea. North Korea fires a ballistic missile over Japan, an in-your-face gesture to the United States and the world. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
North Korea firing a ballistic missile across the bow of Japan. This is in your face, is it not?
Well, it certainly is in your face, and it was a long-range missile that went close to 2,000 kilometers. The American intelligence analysts who've looked at it believe that that was roughly half of its range. And this is something that they haven't done an awful lot, actually firing over one of the Japanese islands. They're trying to get the United States to pull out of these annual military exercises with South Korea in exchange for the North stopping their ballistic missile test. The Americans have said this is just not going to happen, but the North is certainly ratcheting up the tension in the hopes of getting some kind of deal.
And the United States confirming that statement, Kim, that they're not going to stop those exercises with South Korea. United States flying some bombers and fighter jets over the entire peninsula of Korea.
Again, we flew long-range B-1 bombers from Guam and flew F-35s from Japan over North Korea. This is something that makes them very, very uncomfortable. They see this as the first wave of an invasion. Obviously, it's not, but it is meant to show them that the United States has deadly serious firepower directly in range of all of the strategic sites in North Korea.
Ken Timmerman with that report about North Korea and their threat not only to Japan and the United States, but the entire world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The problem with the North Korean threat is not going away. This fact has motivated many to ask, is North Korea in Bible prophecy? Well, the answer is yes. That's Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, a prophecy of the kings of the east going into Jerusalem at the end of the seven-year tribulation. However, North Korea's involvement today in the Middle East gives them a key role early on in Bible prophecy. North Korea had a chemical weapon of mass destruction plant in Syria that the Israeli Air Force destroyed. North Korea also tried to ship chemical weapons and ballistic missiles to Syria, which was intercepted. North Korea and Iran are partners in the development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. And in fact, Iran is watching very closely how the United States responds to North Korea. If the United States caves in, Iran will then quickly move to attack the Jewish state of Israel, as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. That stage is set for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...